Glacial Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Glacial Radio. We're on episode 47 and it's going to be a really good week. And we've got some really cool new tracks this week. The first two are like very cool. I've been pre-listening to them, so I've got a lot to say already. But yeah, what are we starting up with?
We're starting off with bonus points with Brunch for Two. So yeah, man, hit it off.
Brunch, it's very posh, isn't it?
Here we go. So that was the amazing bonus points for their Brunch for Two, and that is just it's brunch, like, yeah, it's amazing.
It's an incredible track. Such a nice, like, the beat is so snappy, and that I don't even know, was it a saxophone, the solo?
Yeah.
That can't have been sampled, surely. It sounds like it's, you know, played by someone.
I don't know. I have a feeling that everything he finds is sampled, and it's just insane. Like, I don't know how he does it. Like,
yeah.
Where he gets it from.
It's mad.
Yeah, he released this track about 2 months ago, I think, and it was like a free download, like a single on his Bandcamp.
Oh, so, man, how do we miss it?
Pick that up if you want.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. Sick. Sweet stuff.
Okay.
Next track.
So we got, this track is from a Spotify playlist that I've been listening to, which is sort of, I don't remember what it's called, actually. It's called like Lush something or other. It's like basically a weird Lush Vibes. And it was like, okay. It just popped up and it was like, you know, hey, here's some music for you. And it was right. A lot of it's a bit like OTT, lo-fi, kind of, you know, like the crazy VHS, like, wow, crap, you know. But this is like an absolute gem in the middle of all that. And I couldn't find it anywhere. Like, it was really, really hard to find this track. But I managed to find it. And it's Tarek the Hustler with Maze. So,
sweet.
Let's have a listen.
We'll be right back.
so that was Tarek the Hustler with Maze. Yeah, it's a really cool track. It's quite like repetitive track, you know. Not a huge amount of the samples, but I thought the samples themselves were really nice and like a nice like blend with the bass. And it's just like that real nice like cut off between the bass guitar and then you've got the just the keys like separated like offbeat kind of thing. And yeah, it's just a cool find, and I couldn't find it anywhere else, which made me think, you know, well, you know, if you can't find it anywhere else, I can put it in the show and maybe people will hear it. So
it's actually really cool, man. I like the sample choice and the blockiness of the samples. Like sometimes it's nice to hear a bit of you know, some silence between the samples, because sometimes it can become a bit overbearing when there's just continuous stuff going on all the time. Like
yeah
it gives it a more of a like chilled out relaxed vibe, like, and the mix sounds like quite gentle as well. It's not super punchy and stuff, but yeah, you know, it carries this, you know, the song carries through really nicely. It's nice to like listen to, so it's good.
Yeah, awesome. All right, then we're on to mix one.
Okay, so we're starting off with a new release from Dusted Wax, and this is a dude called Block 8 with Bombing. The second track is Death Mute with Path, and the last track is Vanilla with Lazy Days. So yeah, I'll hear off.
If you die, devil, as a tree falls, so shall you lie. You're gonna, if you've been a dollar grubbing, miserly creep here, you'll be a creep if you make a hell out of any heaven you went to. I'm not a thief, but I behave as an thief. I do good for good sake, with no thought of compensation, because I've evolved to the point where I don't care a thing about getting rewarded.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, so that last track was Vanilla with Lazy Days. I was about to say Hazy Days then. That was like a track we played from like Mononome, wasn't it?
No, Frenic. Hazy Days.
Frenic,
yeah. That's a cool track as well. Very different style to Lazy Days, but that was so cool. Love that track.
Yeah, wicked stuff, man. This track, like the guitars are flipping amazing. It sounds like something like George Benson would write.
Yeah.
Me and Arcadian have a little joke around with George Benson.
We love a bit of Naughty Benson.
Yeah, there's a little bit of an internal meme going on between us two and that. It's pretty funny. Anyways, yeah, let's just ignore that. Anyway, second track was Death Mute with Path. I think this is off another one of the We Grow Wax compilations. I think the EPs they call, or the LPs that they call them, are like We Grow It in Nature or something like that. So they're all like free download on Bandcamp. So
sweet.
Check them out. It's a really cool track. And the first track was Block 8 with Bombing. And I guess the sample choice is really cool on that one. Even though, like, I think compositionally it was amazing. I don't like the closeness of the snare. It felt very sample based, like, but not in a nice way. Like, no, I like a bit of that, like, this not spring reverb, but just like normal, what's it called? Like, hardware reverb or plugin reverb, you get like that fake, like kind of fake space. You can tell it's fake space if you've listened to like real reverb and like, you know, reverb from a hardware unit. Like, it's very obvious, but it's still, there's still nice effects, if you know what I mean. I just feel like he could have done it with a little bit of that space. But I love the double bass sampling and like the bass is the overall pattern and structure.
The bass is my favorite part of that, I think. The snare, the only thing for me was the snare was kind of weak, and it was a bit off to the left as well, which I always find, like, if you have stereo drums, you can have stereo drums, but they need to be equally between both ears, even though they could have slight differences, but like,
they need to have an equal
level on both ears, because otherwise it's so like, you almost feel like someone's poking you in the ear on one side.
It's jarring, especially when it's continuous as well. I agree with that.
So, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like all left. It was just a noticeably a little bit left sort of thing. But it's such a cool, like the whole composition was really cool. And I absolutely love that. Like the sliding bass, like, sounded awesome.
This is wicked. All right, man. Cool. Second mix.
Second mix. This is an absolute classic at the start. This is DJ Dilla with King. Then we go into a track called Mad Chronic. An artist called Mad Chronic with a track called La Cienega. And, Monica with A Beautiful Day. And I don't know how we haven't played some of these before, but we haven't, so here they are. We'll be right back. so that was Monika with Beautiful Day, which is a really, really cool track. Like the, just love all the little vocal chops all over that. It almost reminds me of like, I don't know, like Carry On or something ridiculous, you know, like one of those silly like camp, you know, funny things. But it just, yeah, like, it's like a happy track without being too bouncy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it's just like a summer's day track. And then we had Mad Chronic with La Cienega, which is like a really cool track. And I think you said you'd heard the sample used somewhere else as well. May have been...
By Handbook, I think, yeah.
It's probably
it's
a
probably
popular
by
one.
Loads of other people as well. Yeah, it's probably like a pretty popular funk or soul sample. That's,
I like the way it was used. It was like a nice, like a lot of like, where almost like in the Tarek, the Hustler track, where it was like really, like a... You get these snappy breaky bits all over the place, which is just really nice.
I think in this track I actually didn't like it. It's only because I probably heard the full version of it, like from Handbook's vote, like he made it sound cohesive.
It's one of those,
like, it sounds good when it's like that.
You can't like get it, like when you hear a version of something, it's difficult to hear a different version. Like to unhear it, especially if you liked it. And then first track was Jay Dilla with King, which is just a really, really cool track. It's probably my favourite track by Dilla. Like we said before on the show, like we do think in some ways he's a little bit overrated, or not overrated, but like, you know, overhyped about for some things. But yeah, that track definitely for me was like just a really cool, scratchy, weird, full wall of noise trip hop track. In a way, I thought it was really nice. So yeah, that was mix two. On to mix three.
Mix three, okay, so we're gonna like turn it up, I guess, a few gears, maybe
turn
like
it up,
you know,
to
gear
11.
Six. That works too. So this is like more of a like trap bass garage kind of mix, like what we used to do before, I guess. I've been kind of eager to, you know, do a mix, and I guess I've just been putting it off, but you know, I finally thought, yeah, screw it, I'm gonna do it. So this is Audio Bot and Yunj with 1021.
Yunj.
That's a collab they did. Yunj, I guess. Yeah, of course. Second track is More Night with Pushing On. And the third track is Geo3 with Love Bot. And they're all like free downloads. So if you like search for SoundCloud, you can find them. So yeah, hit it off, man.
Awesome. We'll be right back.
Geotheory with their Lovebot, and that is insane amounts of energy concentrated to like three tracks. Geotheory released this as like a free track. I think he had an EP out called like Untold Tales or something that was released about 4 or 5 months before this, and I think we played like one or two tracks off that EP. It was amazing.
Fuck, I didn't want that that mix to end. It was fucking incredible. Yeah. Holy crap, good tunes.
There's a lot of you know, saccharine chords, like super sweet, like I had a bit of a sweet tooth, I guess, with this mix, and just wanted to satisfy it without putting on any calories. So yeah, that's exactly what this mix was designed for. Second track was then More Night, man from the Midlands, so got to support that, and he's like amazing with the production. Yeah, the track's amazing. He's made a bunch of other tracks like within the same kind of like mixing style, like super hard hitting kicks and snares, like and he's done a little bit of magic with like a stereo shaping, so if you listen in mono, like it sounds a bit weird, like almost like there's nothing there, almost it's a bit weird. So yeah. But apart from that, like really cool like chords and stuff, I guess that's almost a necessity with these kind of genres, like they have to have like super flowery chords going on.
Yeah.
Always in like a, always have a positive tone. There's never like a mixture. I think that's probably one thing that this genre like actually kind of needs. It needs a bit of
negativity.
Like negative. Yeah, exactly. Like,
it needs a bit
just
like
to contrast.
Darkness in there.
Yeah, it needs a bit of blend. Yeah, because I think you can get like more flavorful progressions, and chord resolves at the end. If you just do everything with a positive note, like it does feel good, but it gets kind of boring. I feel like sometimes you need that like sudden stab in the heart, and then, okay, I'll take it on and put a plaster. Stronger, feel a bit better now, Anyways,
you bleed out on the floor.
Yeah, plaster ain't gonna do much. Anyways, first track is Audiobot and Yunjae, or maybe I don't know how you pronounce his name. I've never actually heard of Yunjae before this, but I think we played one of Audiobot's tracks before, so was amazing stuff. There's like, I think you were saying like maybe Ableton Piano like halfway through that track.
It sounded cool though. Like, I did like it.
Yeah.
But it sounded like.
On repeat listens, it's a little bit better. Yeah.
It sounded like maybe speaking teachers typing, which is like a touch typing lesson thing we had to do in school. I don't know, that sound of piano, just real like, electronic generated piano is what it sounded like. It just made me laugh a little bit. Like, it's cool, but again, like you said, it's really happy, like but not like, not saying that we shouldn't have happy music, but yeah, I really actually, because like, you can imagine it almost sounding like metal, with if you had like dissonant kind of angry sounding chords with that speed and that heavy beat, it could sound proper heavy, couldn't it? Like, I don't know, I think it'd sound really cool.
I think that a really cool thing with this first track is it had this like really cool like squashed lead, like I don't know what kind of effect they did on it, but it's almost like microtonal. You get that like that seductive kind of vibe from the lead sound, even though it's like really squashed and like saturated and bit crushed and like just weird sounding. It's not like a normal like flowery lead. It's very like acute, like resonancy like lead, which is I thought it was really cool and unique for this track.
Yeah.
Especially, but yeah. Anyway, that's week three. So.
Awesome. Okay, mix four. So we've got like a classic in the middle of this mix, which I don't know, like I think I've just heard this a lot. I didn't even know who it was by actually until I heard it, but that's the second track. The first track is Raz G with Juju, which is a cool like chill track, and then the second track is DJ Premier with Change, and it's probably like a household. Ooh. Everyone probably knows this track. I didn't know the name. I just heard this track loads. I just didn't know the name of it. And then the last track is Otesla with Dat Boy, and that's quite funny. I think I'm going to laugh at that. That's a very short, like a minute long track that just comes in at the end, but it's like it's a funny track where it sounds cool. Like I like the sort of like vocals on top, and yeah, it just sounds like a nice track. But yeah, I'm just wait for the classic in the middle of this. It's cool. Here we go. Was Otesla with Dat Boy. Bit of a shame on the length of that track. I really like the samples. Like everything was produced really nicely. The kick sounded really nice. The snare was nice. Like everything was just a nice, like well produced track. But it's so short. And even though the samples were, you know, cut to short, I still feel like he could have extended that more. And like maybe dropped the boy, boy, boy vocal as much, you know, because I don't know, like, I love the sax in that. It's real nice. I feel like you could have extended it, definitely, but
yeah, it depends on, I guess, how many sax pieces you can find. Sometimes you can only get one, if that, and then that's like my barrier to like making a shitload of tunes. Like, I think I could make a shitload of tunes, but it's just like I feel like it's so cheap to just use that one sample over and over and over and over again, yeah, like for a whole song.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I feel like you need to have at least two, like some variation at least. Like,
yeah,
it just makes it a bit, I don't know.
And I guess that's why there's so many of these short tracks. And I like the tracks. It's just, I guess it just feels like it's a shame that there wasn't any more to it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I feel like there's no depth or evolution or change. Like, yeah,
and it's,
you can, you know, you could do that. That's what most people resort to, you know, doing the EQ modulation, fade in, fade out, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's not much else you can twist.
Yeah, there's sample, like, you know, you make one line, there's no, you don't make a, you don't have sections to a track. You hit this one section and you just stick effects on the to make different sections.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's so many of those tracks. And a lot of them are even worse than that. It's just, like, I mean, I like the track, don't get me wrong, I put it in there, but there's other tracks that are like, they don't even really modulate that much. There's like, you know, a fade in, fade out, and it's just 50 seconds of like the same line of one bar, you know. It's just, I don't know, and it's frustrating because that one bar sounds nice. It's just, you really have to like try to find something to do with it other than just that bit, you know. Anyway, the second track was DJ Premier with Change, which that sample, we were talking about it when it was playing. I think it's been used by Onra. I think so.
It sounds like it anyway, but
it's a cool, it just sounds like a classic sample to me, like one of those ones that's, it's kind of difficult to use it in any other essence than it was used in that track, sort of thing. And I've definitely heard it played on a lot of, you know, the backgrounds and videos and stuff like that. And it's a very cool track. DJ Premier's done a lot of stuff, actually. I didn't really realize until I sort of started looking through his backlog when I heard this track on the playlist.
It's like monstrous, man.
It's like a huge, like the amount of tracks he's done.
It's almost, it's probably beats Dilla's amount, honestly.
Probably, yeah, I was going to say he's probably on the same level.
I prefer him to Dilla, honestly. I don't know. I guess it's because he's still going now, I guess, obviously, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, he can't go on, but Premier's still making tunes. And I don't know, I just like his sampling method a little bit more. And I guess I like the rigidity of as well a bit more.
Yeah, I think...
Because Dilla's a bit more freehand NPC, you know.
Yeah, I think that's definitely like... It's much more of a... easy listening version of it, if you know what I mean. Like, it's harder to just get into Dilla, and it, I don't know.
Because if I want abstract, I'd probably go for something nut that wouldn't even be in this like style of hip hop. Like, there's a way more, you know, there's a huge variety of hip hop that has, you know, lots of different tangents as opposed to, you know, the ones that are presented, you know, back in the days.
Yeah.
So
cool. And then first track was Raz G with Juju. Cool track. I like the Rhodes in there. It almost sounded like Rhodes xylophone, I thought, kind of like the bell sounding, the track through. And it wasn't, again, not that much change with that track, but it was just a nice, like, the vocal sample. I mean, even with that track, actually, it was just mostly the same, you know.
It was just thing, like, sped up, but it starts off with the original sample. Like, I'm pretty sure I've heard that sample before, because, like, obviously, I've, you know, we both make music, so like, I've got a huge collection of like Flax, and I've just heard that sample before from, I know I've got it somewhere, but I don't think the flip was that creative, honestly, but like,
I like what he did with it, but again, it was one of those, I mean, I could make, I'm not, you know, I obviously don't do this that much anymore. I think in the first few seasons I did do this, where I would find these one bar style tracks and I'd love them because I love the bar. And then just sort of like, after you hear the whole mix, you're like, the mix is okay and it sounds okay. But if you just listen to the track on its own, it doesn't stand very well on its own. They're okay in a mix if you mix them, because they're almost just...
Yeah, it's definitely mixing glue. Yeah, that's what I'd call it. But I think repeated listens of the track, they don't give you anything like new. They don't give you any new thoughts, really.
No.
I think that's the disappointing part of it. Like, I'm more of a like... You know, keep listening to it over and over again. You know,
maybe we're kind of a bit out of the loop with that. I don't know, like, because I still find myself when I'm listening to like a beat tape, for instance, that seems to be presented as one whole thing. Sometimes when people finish a beat tape, they'll put the whole thing mixed together up on SoundCloud or something like that. And it sounds to me like that is meant to be listened as one track in a way, like a one long track instead of all the separate tracks, sort of thing.
Maybe it's like the only way that a small collection of ideas can be like enjoyed in Multiple, because maybe you forget about the ideas in one of the tracks because everything's just glued together as one mix.
If you know what I mean. When I think about it like that, it's actually not a bad thing, because in a way you just want to make lots of different sections to a track that are all sort of varying, and that's okay. But I guess I always feel like a song is presented, if it's something is downloadable singly on its own, it needs to be able to stand on its own as a track.
And I also think like a song shouldn't just be like, oh, I found a sample so I can make a song. It should be like, there should be more should go into it.
This sample,
you know, like,
inspires an idea that I wanted.
Yeah. It's not just I have an idea. You don't even listen to any music yet, and you want to somehow recreate that idea in music. I think that's more powerful to me personally.
Like, you definitely fit more comes out of music when you do it through that route.
Yeah.
I think
otherwise you're just
sometimes it's nice
using the tools you have available.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to have be inspired by a sample and then sort of work off from that. Like, I've done that before. I started with a sample, and then in the final version of the song, the sample's not even in there. It's inspired me to like do something, and then I've just gone, well, it doesn't really fit anymore, but it was the reason I could make the track, sort of thing.
I think the thing is, like, with those short beat tapes, they just use the sample and keep it there. I think like the progression of an idea is like it's actually the enjoyment of making music almost. Like, whereas there, it's like for those creators, I mean, I'm not really insulting like their music.
It's a different thing. Like, that is the
That's what I think about, like, that beat tapes in general, I guess. But for this specific genre of beat tapes, you know, there are other beat tapes which are like more what I would consider fully fledged, you know.
Yeah, where it's actually, most of the tracks aren't like, I mean, I've heard them, I feel like they're getting to a bit of a ridiculous point on Bandcamp where they're basically like, you know, there's tracks of like 30 seconds because the sample chop is so short, and it's like, why are you releasing these as single tracks? Like, just put it all up as one song. They can't have made, I mean, it really can't have taken you that long to make a 30 second track, you know. And if it did, you know, I don't know, like, stop, flesh
it
out.
I guess it brings to the question, like, there was a song on Kendrick Lamar's newest LP called Duckworth, which is the last track, mm-hmm. and it actually has like two or three like sample, like, well, song changes pretty much, like the song like uses completely different samples and sections, but it flows like, you know, seamlessly. There's like a small gap when he stops rapping, and then the song changes to another, you know,
almost another song.
And I feel like that's the way, if you have to do a beat tape, that's the way I'd do it, because the songs are still full, like, they're like whole 60s and 32s, you know. But I guess he did have real choirs and shit and like real string instrument, you know.
Yeah,
I guess
stuff,
that's why he's allowed
to glue,
you know,
it together as well, like,
it's permitted because
I might try and do that, because I quite often, like you get a, you know, sample and you're like, this is nice, but I can't do anything else with it apart from this one section, so just try to find things in a similar sound. And it, I guess at that point it's more about the hunting and finding the right sample to turn it into, like, these different breaks, tracks, and then like put something in there to glue it all together as a progression. I think that might be quite cool.
And if you find like when you start tuning samples as well, that's where the real magic comes, I think, because like you can have like a one bar that sounds awesome, and then you're like, okay, I need to try and make this longer or get something more out of it, and then, you know, you can really like get it out, you know, make it real long with if you make a lot of complex like chopping and try and glue things together in the same key, because, you know, usually you can get something with a lot of like different textural qualities, you know, in like a four bar, and then have that like evolve over time.
Yeah,
I think that's a really unique way of sampling that I don't feel many people do right now.
It'll be definitely interesting to hear.
But yeah
cool. So we are on to the final tracks, the classics, and starting off with yours.
Definitely, man. Yeah, so we've got Castelluzzo with Nighttime Blues. This was released about 2 years ago, and it was amazing when I first heard it, and it's still amazing now. Like, it's a very organic track, I feel, even though the actual instrumentation is like sampled. But I think the guitars in this track are cool. But overall, it's just amazing. So yeah, hit off, man. Thank you. All right, so that was Castelluzzo with their Nighttime Blues, and the instrumentation is so like rich and vibrant, and it's got like a real like neo soul like tinge with the chords, even though it's using like a 80s synth almost. Like, it's not the synth isn't like that rich harmonically, but it does a lot in terms of the chords.
Kind of almost sounds like a really light organ, the background, to me. Like the long like sweeping chords, they sound real nice. I like it.
And I like the pitch bends between the keys and stuff. Makes it sound like really fluid, because I feel like some artists don't really, you know, use the keyboard to its full extensibility. It's more of a binary thing for some piano players. But I think if you can master like, you know, your sustains and stuff like that, you can really make the bends and stuff between the keys sounds so nice when you in a real keyboard, for example. It sounds so amazing.
Well, yeah, when you get it right, and it sounds like, so cool.
Yeah, software hasn't really modeled that little bendy stuff between the keys like well. I mean, obviously it's not really like a bend, it's more like a
pitch bend on the key, isn't it? And then you can't actually,
but like with real pianos as well, I don't even know how it works, but it sounds like it's bending, but obviously it's not, because it's two separate hammers hitting strings, two separate strings. So I don't really know in the background how it works with that, with, you know, real pianos, but with keyboards, I guess. Yeah,
I guess it
makes sense.
I don't know how it works with that. I mean, if you were to, like, you could do it on one key, because just by stretching the string a bit tighter. But I guess on a piano, that's a bit risky, because the tuning's very, like, precise.
Yeah.
Those things, but yeah.
I don't know, it's wicked. And I love the guitar. It's, like, really, like, nicely mixed. Like, so it's not overly compressed. And the sharpness of the strings like really comes through. Like some guitars have like a really dull tone and it fits it, and then this one had like a really sharp tone and I think it fits it as well. Like, it just cuts through, like it doesn't have to be compressed for that very reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, really cool.
Awesome.
So yeah,
all right, well, just for the last track, I just want to thank everyone for listening, and if you need to get any information about the tracks we played on this show, then you can head on over to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/glacialradio, and you can find out we've got a list on a Google Docs. Basically, every time we post an episode, there's a Google Docs on there which has like all of the tracks we've ever played, and the latest episode will be added to that.
Definitely.
And if you're an artist that wants to get a track played on the show, please let us know. Like, shoot us an email, or if you think we just missed a track, like a classic or something like that we've missed, because I'm sure there's some we've missed. Just let us know. But yeah,
and there's one final shout out as well. Like, I've just released an EP. It's been out for about 3 days now, I guess. Just support if you want, listen to it, and tell me what you think. Send me a message or whatever, and I hope you enjoy it. It's called Animus, the EP, and it's a free download on Dusted Wax, which is the net label that currently supporting me, I guess. So
it is real fucking good. I've had insight into this for a while now. You were writing this for months before now, and it's like a real like feat from where you've started off, I think, from like in the sort of drum and bass like origins, moving into almost jazz in this, like it's some real, real good stuff. Definitely recommend it, and it's going to be posted on the Glacial Radio SoundCloud, and it will be reposted on the Facebook, so you can always find it on there if you're struggling to find it.
And either way, it's going to get like shoved down your throat, because I'm probably going to put it in one of the mixes in the future.
No, it's great. It will be much appreciated by the listeners. I mean, you will, I guarantee it. So
you will enjoy that, Neil. I don't know. Yeah.
You will, Neil. Awesome. Okay, so last tune this week. This is by a band from the UK, I believe. This is an art.
From Earth.
From Earth.
You can't be wrong then.
That's much better way of doing it. Band from Earth. Citizens of planet Earth. The Thievery Corporation. And the track is called Amerimaka. And it is an old tune. This is from 2005 from the album The Cosmic Game. The genre they classed it at the time was dance/electronic, but it's definitely trip-hop. And it's definitely really good. So we hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll catch you next time.
taka taka taka. Say me remaka, me no name and that singer. Say me remaka, me no name and that taka. Me see the world of them and the world of it a shaka shaka. On the sky, man, me see a little atta atta.
Ha ha ha.